Welcome to Time of Restoration Broadcast. We are so happy that you have tuned in and pray that something will be said to bless you, encourage your heart, lift your spirit, and increase your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Someone might be saying, what do I have to rejoice over? My life is in chaos. But as long as there's breath, there's time for change. Or things can change in your behalf. So, you know, we want to have a spirit of gratitude for each day. And the Bible even tells us, you know, in all things, give thanks. It's not that we're giving thanks for everything, but in everything we are going through, whether it's good or bad, we're being thankful. Maybe not for the situation, but giving God thanks in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the situation or trouble that you might be experiencing. God is faithful, that promise. You know, sometimes men have gone through things and people know you're going through certain things and struggles or troubles, and yet they see you with such peace. That's because God has given you the peace that surpasses all understanding. That was one thing God left for us as believers. He says, my peace I give to you, you know, not as the world giveth, because the world's peace is temporary. You know, someone may get a good high for the sake of avoiding trouble. But once the high is over, now they have a headache, a hangover, and the trouble is still there. But with God, the peace that he gives us, when we're going through the worst of times, oh, he can allow you to go to bed, rest in peace, get up the next morning, and hey, you're on your way because of the peace of God. The very shalom, the very peace of God he gives to us that he promised us and he's given to us as believers. So we just thank God for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and have rejoiced in this day and are glad in this day. I'm going to be reading for you this evening Psalm 72, and I will be reading it in the New Living Translation, and this is a Psalm of Solomon. It says, give your love of justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son. Help him to judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May they fear you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon remains in the sky, yes, forever. May the king's rule be refreshing like spring rain on freshly cut grass, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. May there be abundant prosperity until the moon is no more. May he reign from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Desert nomads will bow before him. His enemies will fail or fall before him in the dust. The western kings of Tarshish and other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May the people always pray for him and bless him all day long. May there be abundant grain throughout the land, flourishing even on the hilltops. May the fruit trees flourish like the trees of Lebanon. And may the people thrive like grass in a field. May the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and bring him peace. Praise the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. So, it says in my commentator notes, he says, what qualities do we want most in our leaders? God desires all who rule under him to be just and righteous. Think of how the world would change if world leaders would commit themselves to these two qualities. Pray for leaders as you hear about them in the news. Ask God to help them see their need for him. Ask God to help them lead with justice and righteousness. If you are a leader, consider your great responsibility a privilege. Use your position wisely and stay close to God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, I'm going to read those two verses quickly. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, I exalt therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So as Christians, we are, you know, required and commanded to pray for those in authority, our leaders. And we are to pray that they will lead people honestly and be just in their dealings. So tonight I ask, oh God, for forgiveness for anything I might have done unknowingly. Before I go into prayer, I thank you, Lord, for this privilege that I have, that I can enter into the most holy of holies because of the fact that the veil has been rented from top to bottom. And we have access to come in to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our struggles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer Rambo. I feel the prayer, the fire burning, and I feel the prayer wheel running. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it right. So, Lord, I just thank you. I lift up leaders of nations. I lift up those in authority everywhere, my local governors and mayors. God, I thank you, oh God, that, you know, we have the opportunity and have had the opportunity to worship you today and to bless your name and to honor your name. God, I'm lifting up our president, our governors, local governors and mayors. We're lifting up the Supreme Court. Lord, we are praying for even this presidential election. God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. God, not only are we lifting up leaders of nations, but we're lifting up leaders of churches. Lord, those pastors that that's losing their enthusiasm, losing, oh God, and being persuaded by the culture. Lord, just convict them. And Lord, help them not, you know, to allow the culture to dictate to them. But Lord, you are the one that set the standard. Lord, it's better to obey God than to obey commandments. God, we're praying for the sick everywhere. Lord, we're asking that you would touch those that are lying on their deathbed now between life and eternity. Many will go into eternity not knowing you. But God, you would that none should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of the truth. God, we are praying for missionaries. We are praying that you would raise up others. Oh God, the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenteous. God, we are asking, we are praying for first responders. We are asking, oh God, that you will continually to guide first responders. Bless people as they travel over the highways and in the airways, in the oceans, oh God. Lord, we are coming against murder, hatred, and strife. We are praying for war-torn areas. We are praying, oh God, for caregivers tonight. We are asking that you would touch and give them strength. We are coming against all manner of disease and sicknesses. We are asking that you would change hearts and minds and desires. Oh God, that prostitute, that alcoholic, that drug addict, oh God. We are asking, oh God, that you would change hearts, minds, and draw men and women, boys and girls to yourself. Hallelujah. We are coming against sex trafficking. Oh God, we are asking that you would make a way of an escape in the name of Jesus. God, comfort those, oh God, that are dealing with loss, oh God, and grief. Those that have lost homes in tornadoes, oh God, lost everything, but they haven't lost their lives. And Lord, we are praying that you will continually to make a way for them. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Continue to make known your wonders everywhere. Lord, I'm asking tonight that you would let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We're continuing our teaching on speaking life, the importance of speaking life. You know, and like when I started this new series, I had mentioned the fact that there are many times, maybe throughout a day or a week or whatever, that we have started to say things and we have to literally rescind that statement because we know that statement was not bringing life into the situation, but it was bringing death. And we have to be conscious, and we have to learn to rescind statements when they're not, you know, speaking life into, you know, someone else or the situation or whatever it might be. We have to learn to speak life. Whatever you want, you need to learn to say it. Because the more we learn to say it, the more we say it, the more we will get it. Hallelujah. John 6, verse 6 to 3 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. That's why the word of God is so important, that we read the word on a daily basis, because in the word of God is spirit and life. I'll tell you, you can read through the Bible and you can read the same scriptures over and over, but each time you read those scriptures, God will give you a different insight or revelation, because His word is life. His word is life. His spirit is life. You see, so we want to continually to stay in His word, because in His word is life. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 says, I took you on the day of judgment, people will give account for every callous word they speak. We don't realize the value of words. And not only the value of words, words can build up and words can tear down. But we have to know that all the idle words that we have shared and talked about, we're going to have to give account of. James 1, verse 19 says, know this, my beloved brothers, that every person to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Colossians 4 and 6 says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each other. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 and 11. It says, let your speech always, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. You know, when sometimes we are praying for people that needs healing, we can pray His word and send forth that word to heal and to set free. You know, when a person is sick, but God was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. We can send that word to heal and to set people free. We can say that this person has the mind of Christ, when that person might be dealing with mental issues. We can declare, we're going to send forth God's word that is saying, this person has the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ, the mind that Christ had is the same mind that person will have. We're decreeing it, we're declaring it. We're speaking life to that situation. Hallelujah. We can speak that He bore our sicknesses and disease, and by His stripes we were and are healed. Proverbs 16, verse 24, talking about speaking life. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the body. And I believe the King James says, to the bones, gracious words. Psalms 141 and 3, it says, set a guard O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. I think it was the second lesson, I believe I was reading in James, where it talks about the only thing that can tame the tongue is the Holy Spirit. And how blessings and curses should not be coming out of the same mouth. So we want to make sure that we learn to speak life. Proverbs 10, verse 19 says, when words are many, transgression is not lacking. But whoever restrains his lips is prudent. That's a good one. When words are many, and you can find people that talk, talk, talk. I had shared that in one of the sessions, how when they talk, 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 you know, and they don't restrain that talking, you know, trouble is around. So it's very important that, you know, we hear, be slow to speak, but quick to hear. Genesis. I'm going to go to 1 John 1 and 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you know, when I was talking about the fact that sometimes we say something that we need to rescind, and that's like confessing. Oh no, that is a confessing. Or confession, you know, if we confess our sins, because sometimes that thing that we were speaking death to, that wasn't a good thing. It wasn't speaking life, but it was speaking death. You can equate it almost to sin. But if we confess our sins, if we quickly said, "Oh Lord, let me send that statement. Oh Lord, I speak life. I speak life." And speak life to it. Forgive me for what I said, Lord. Forgive me. We need to be quick to repent. You know, quick to repent. James 1 and 26 says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. If anyone thinks he is religious and think he can say whatever he wants to say when he wants to say it, how he wants to say it. So if anyone thinks he is religious and think he has the right to say and not bridle his tongue, some people will say, you know, I just speak my mind. I'm just a person that's, you know, outspoken, and I speak my mind. But sometimes everything does not have to be spoken. If you're not going to speak life to it, it does not have to be spoken. So if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Ephesians 4:32 tells us, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God and Christ forgave you. Sometimes we refuse to speak life to a person because we've been hurt by them. But we have to learn to forgive and let go and not to harbor unforgiveness. Romans 10:9 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we thank God for, we're going to stop there with our series, Speaking Life, and the life that we need to speak out of our mouths is to confess Jesus. It says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For those that have never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, we want to give you that opportunity to accept him. Repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus, come and live on the inside of me. Wash me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be my Lord, my Master, and my Savior. To the backslider, God is married to you. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All you have to do is confess your sins, repent, walk from where you were going back to Jesus. Abba Father is waiting for you. The saints of God are waiting for you. Hallelujah. And come home. So if you prayed a prayer because you were a backslider and you prayed the prayer for the first time to receive Jesus, it's always good to let someone know that you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. The Bible says that we are ashamed to own him before this wicked and adulterous generation. He will be ashamed to own us before his Father in heaven. So let someone know and always remember to tell someone about Jesus.